All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
Hey, Noise Boys, it's the Noise Hole.
Are you saying hello to me?
Dave and... No, with the other ones.
Who?
With Dave and Joel. Here, let me get through the title.
Okay.
It's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
I love interrupting you. It's like my favorite thing.
I know.
Like I do it in the other podcast.
Don't talk about that one.
Oh.
This okay. is its own thing.
Wait. Is this outside the realm?
Yeah,
totally
this happens in a different...
diagram?
Yeah, actually it happens in a different universe if you're paying attention.
Oh, they're not joined?
No, they're not... It's not canonical.
Well, you've caught me on a bad day, Joel. Because
also,
I'm feeling a little under the weather. I'm a sneezy boy. So if you've come onto this podcast looking for these things, if you're looking for sneezes, if you're looking for phlegmy noises, if you're looking for hacks and blah, blah, blah,
blah, sneezer,
this is the place. I don't know if
90s alt rockers sneezer.
Sneezer.
I don't want to the.
I don't know if this is the number one podcast for sneezing, but I'm hoping so. Maybe we should put that in the
list. Do you want to break into a new category?
Yes, I do.
All illness-based entertainment.
That sounds horrible.
Ugh.
Sounds like the worst. Technically, that's live aid, right? No, wait, that was just pestilence.
No, that's just having
famine.
Live AIDS.
Yeah. Okay.
What was live aid for?
Live aid
for farms.
Live aid.
No, that's farm aid.
No, there was a famine going on in Ethiopia. You were 40 at the time. How do you not remember
like
this?
Three.
Were you really like three?
Wasn't it 85?
It was 85, yeah.
I was four.
So I was just a
not
little...
Not even born.
I was just a little red sausage.
You were a zygote.
Being shot out by my mother.
So, yeah, so...
So today, I was thinking about this on the way up. I was thinking, what if you had live aid, but everyone had the fucking flu? So
right.
Bob Geldof's backstage, and he's going, all right, you have 5 minutes to get out on the stage. We need your fucking... We need you to be on top firm. That's my Dublin accent. It's fucking dreadful.
That's not bad.
And I don't know. Who is performing a live aid?
Well, we know it's Queen.
Queen, sure. And they come out and they're going... Here is 10 for the hammer to fall. And Brian's going...
You think when they're sick, they go straight to hammer to fall?
I think they're asking for it at that stage. They're just like, please bring...
They don't go,
love of my life. Don't leave me.
I love that this is your default sick. This is your default sick voice. Can we just sing like this for the entire podcast?
Welcome, but love you don't my, like this?
I want to break free.
Hanna-Barbera favorites. Do classic rock hits.
Love of my life,
Yogi.
You hurt me.
Hey, boo-boo! I didn't hurt you, buddy.
Shut your fucking face. Here comes the ranger.
Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. Is that your ranger voice?
Did you what, do a Ranger Smith? Go.
I don't know
off
how he
top
sounds.
Of your fucking head. Yeah,
hi,
see,
it's me,
at least,
Ranger Smith.
At least I fucking attempted, you bitch.
Hello, the bears of the woods. It's me, your friend.
It's a very ranger thing to say.
But occasionally,
it?
Enemy.
Is this you, like... trying is this you gearing up to be a professional ranger?
Yeah,
like at the job interview you're like, okay, here's things I would say to a bear if I came
yeah.
across
no
one.
They ask you that on day one. Number all right one. Mr. Smith, obviously you're not a ranger now. Mr. Smith, you would like to apply for this ranger position?
I would. I guess.
Okay. What's the first thing you would say to a bear?
Hello, bears, I'm the ranger of the woods.
It's a...
You make it sound a little magical when you say it like that.
I am the ranger of the woods.
Hey, this guy's some sort of forest wizard, boo-boo.
Good, I don't like him, Yogi. Can we tear him apart with our bear-like talons?
I'm the ranger of the woods, and I'm gonna be up to no good. I'm the ranger of the woods, and I'm gonna be up to no good. Ooh, I'm the ranger of the woods. Gonna be up to no good. If you're going to take that picnic basket, I'm gonna put you in a picnic casket.
Gary, Prince. Gary, come on,
oh,
Gary.
Sorry. Gary, where are you, buddy?
No, I appreciate that you got carried.
That's a little
away
slower there. Than I was, Gary.
No, I appreciate where you were going with that.
Gary, can you speed it up?
Come on, Gary.
That's not, is that too fast, Gary?
Gary's doing all right today.
All right, let's see how
it
goes.
Look at this. Gary's giving it his all, man. Like, listen to that.
I'm a ranger of the woods. You know I'm up to no good. And you're gonna get the picnic basket. Gonna put you in a picnic casket.
Okay, what's our chord progression?
That.
Yogi, would you come into the woods?
Oh shit, Gary!
Gary, you threw me off, Gary.
Yogi, would you come into the woods?
Hey, boo-boo.
Let's steal the picnic baskets off some dudes. They've driven their car into our place of habitat. So I was thinking they got ham and beans, and we can't get food by regular means. So let's go steal all their crap.
What do you think, Yogi?
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah, Yogi.
I'm going to come in for a rocket solo, boo-boo.
Do it, Yogi.
How do you like that shit, boo-boo?
It shreds fucking hard, Yogi, like a bear's claws.
Well, I see the ranger in the woods. See that he is up to no good. Time to sharpen my bear claws. Time to sharpen them on his balls.
Yeah. All right. Uh-oh, here comes the ranger, Yogi. Quick, get his balls.
Hey, boo-boo.
Stop tickling me, Yogi.
You know, if you figure they would like kind of scratch their claws on the tree,
right,
and then rub their back on it,
uh-huh,
that if they scratch their claws on his balls and then rub their back on it, they'd be like, they didn't scratch my back very good, boo-boo.
Wait, you mean they're testing?
Yeah.
They're seeing which is better to scratch?
Yeah.
I think balls or the tree?
They're A-B testing in terms of what's better for a bear. And it's... It's not the tree. Or it's not the balls.
That would suggest that they're not exactly intelligent bears if they're looking at the testicles of a smaller animal going, is that going to keep our claws sharp?
I do like
that
they view the ranger as a smaller animal.
Well, also, I'm the third bear. My name's Crunculus.
Yogi. Boo-boo. Crunculus. Sure, okay.
Yeah, what do you guys want to do today? And the other bear's like, good, Yogi. I don't like this guy.
It's me, Crunculus. I have come to stab your dick. I am the Crunculus. Your dick is full of pus.
Oh, this guy, he's not really on brand, Yogi.
No, boo-boo.
He's a little scary,
he's
Yogi.
He's terrifying.
Get out of here, Crunculus, you fucker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you fucking weirdo.
I'm in your dreams. I'm the fucking Crunculus.
And Crunculus.
Dave, listen, we got off track real quick.
Well, where do you want to go back
real
to?
Real super fucking
boy.
Quick. Okay,
where
first of all, it's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
It's Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
You're Dave Micklefatrick.
I am, and who are you?
My name's Joel Watson. This is that Noise Hole, and you're the Noise Boys.
Yeah,
if you're listening.
This is episode 5.
Oh, it must be.
We're doing good, you know. Like, we got some pretty good feedback on our previous
episodes. Do
you think? Yeah. People seem to be really elated with it. So I am honored and humbled by the response.
Well, that's nice.
Man. Also, I appreciate you being quite liberal with my health today. All the coughing and wheezing that I'm doing. But you're propping me up.
You're setting like everybody up for
failure.
Low expectations.
Right. What I'm saying is if you came here looking for quality musicianship.
Yeah.
Some singing, maybe?
Sure.
I don't know. Things you might expect.
It's going to be a lot
music
of like...
podcast. If you want, look, if you want your Morrissey impression today, it's going to be
not
like,
happening.
Oh, mother, I can feel the snot is running out of my nose. I can feel my temperature going over 100 degrees.
Mice! Oh, you don't look so good today.
Oh, mother. Wait, no, that's Danzig. Mother! Anyway.
Yeah. How's that go?
Sick Morrissey.
How does that go?
Is that it?
How's mother go?
I don't. I can't play it. I've never even attempted to play it.
Mother.
It's got to be an E. It might be the Bears song.
Mother, tell your children not to steal my picnic basket.
No. Mice, you don't look so good. You got snot dripping down your face. You
need to go. Is that Mummy Morris?
Yeah, it's Mum. She calls him Morris. She calls him Mice. You need to go.
Oh, Mother, please go and get me some DayQuil. I have to go deal with that shitbag Johnny Mars later. Oh, and the other one, Mickey Rourke. And,
Mickey Rourke? No, Mickey Rourke's not in The Smiths.
Fucking is, dude.
Mickey Rourke is an actor.
No.
Sorry. Well, Rourke. Andy Rourke.
Okay.
There you go.
Not Andy Rooney.
Interesting.
Not Mickey
tidbit.
Rourke. Not
no.
Mickey Rooney.
No. When they join Andy together Rourke. Dragon Ball style, they become the basis for The Smiths.
Are you sure it's not more of a Voltron?
Why would you say that?
Anyway, so look, we did those four episodes in secret.
What do you mean?
With no contact from the outside world.
Right.
Now we've had contact.
We
and
did.
So I guess my question is, do you want to delve into that contact?
I would absolutely love to.
Or do you want to pretend it didn't exist?
No, I saw the Gmail was buzzing with all sorts of ideas.
People
and
have emailed noiseholepod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And they've sent ideas. This is the first one we got is actually one that I really, really like.
Really?
I'm not sure if I can pull it off.
Okay.
This is from Cameron Allen. Hey guys, am fucking loving the pod. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Real hyped for more of you two boys. Here's an idea. Oh, that's the wrong podcast. System of a Down tries to perform Good Riddance Time of Your Life by Green Day.
Okay.
But in the super intense way they do. Thanks, Cam Allen.
So.
And the thing I liked about this is without like, you know, hearing it, I could hear it, you know?
I don't have a clue what this is going to sound like, so give me a key, and we'll give it a go.
That's the wrong guitar for sure.
So you get to be Serge Tankyboy.
You want me, and you want to be Darren Malenkin?
And I'm going to be Darren the Malenkin.
Darren's up here.
That guy.
I'm going to be the guy that paints a big... He wakes up and he's like, you know what? Today is a good day, but it could only be improved if I paint a big spider on my chest. Also, I need to look like a spider. And someone needs to part my hair.
Mother, part my hair, please.
I'm trying to think, because, you know, you've got their... You can do their classic, like... It's like a...
Uh-huh. Give me
whatever.
A key. Give me a fucking key.
But it's Time of Your Life.
It's a shame he asked for that particular song.
Why?
Because he could have done, wake up! When September ends.
Wake up!
When September ends. Could have done that, but...
There's the most important thing about System. Okay, so if we're going to start down this road, and we've already gotten a few emails and comments that are like, wow, I did not listen to 90s rock and roll. But
I'll email anyway.
But I'll take it, you know? Sure. And I feel like, hey, guys, that's what you're in for. Mm. That's what's coming.
Yeah.
But the important thing about System, and this is from a, I would call myself a fan in the correct time period.
What do you mean? Like, you were a fan at the time?
Mid-2000s. I went and saw them live. They okay. Mars Volta opened for them.
Yeah, sure. That
which
sounds
was
like a great show.
Unintelligible.
Personally, I'm not a fan of System of a Down. I'm fine with them. I'm indifferent, mostly. Which for a band that really seems to crave attention, that sounds quite boring. But their first album, whatever, man. Toxicity, didn't really care for it.
What's this one?
That's the one I like.
In the sky.
Then you gotta do the harmony.
So
it's a secret.
Except he's gotta be like,
yeah.
Or is it because we have a cold again?
There is, that'll
System
help.
Down with the
that'll
flu.
Help. You're down with the sickness, and so you're down with the system.
Yeah.
That was, so their thing was, especially around that time, it was, their previous dynamic was, I am Serge, and I sound like this, and it's around in a kind of rap, but really I don't, and like,
bah!
That was his thing. And Darren would almost never come in, and it was very amelodic. It was aggressive to the point of sounding like trash being taken out, you know? Sure. And then the Hypnotized Mesmerize comes out. Actually, this happens with Toxicity. It starts with Toxicity.
Okay.
Where it gets more melodic.
Sure.
In Hypnotized Mesmerize, Darren kind of takes over the band.
Yeah.
And sings like 60 to 70% in his crazy voice.
Which one was the... those seem to be his opuses, really. He was the one doing all the interviews at that point, and he was talking about how Surge was out. Yeah, he was checked out.
I think he was done. I think they officially hated each other. At
was Hypnotized the one that came out last out of those two? It was the one that people didn't seem to appreciate.
Hypnotized
out of all
was then, and then Mesmerize.
I thought it was the other way.
I don't think so.
Well, send us an email.
Because what would you do in that order? You would hypnotize someone, and then you would mesmerize them.
Why can't you mesmerize someone, you and then you've mesmerized them to the point of hypnotizing?
You can't.
Them.
It just doesn't work that way.
Why? Who are you to say that it doesn't work that way?
Okay. For you mesmerize. Look at my watch spinning before your eyes.
Can we get Gary on this?
Gary... He's taking a nap, man. I think he's sick, too. I think he's got the flu.
I know. I basically just kind of ran down System of a Down there and went, I don't really care for them.
But yeah, you said, this is garbage. Can we do more of it?
I didn't say that. Roll the tape back. I absolutely didn't say that. But you know what? If you're looking for strong opinions from me today, you're not going to get it.
It's all mushy. It's all mushy opinions.
It's all piled under a big pile of vom snot.
Vomsnot.
Vomsnot.
That's a German term.
My favorite band. Vomsnot.
Vomsnot.
I would have said mid-70s punk band, but okay.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be more of a Rammstein.
Well, what would you like? I mean, Vomsnot. Hey, I'm serving out the full menu here. Which one do you want?
So, okay.
Let's do System.
Okay.
Vomit! Taste my Vomsnot. I'm Darren this time. You're the other guy.
Hey, let's get snotty. Hey, let's get snotty.
Taste my fucking Vomsnot.
I don't want to touch your Vomsnot. It looks really smelly.
No.
I don't want to touch your Vomsnot. It looks really dirty.
No.
Wipe it on the couch. Wipe it on the couch. Wipe it on the couch. Get out of my house.
If you've got Vomsnot, you need to go home from school. If you got Vomsnot, you need to
let's
go
do harmonies.
Home from school. If you got Vomsnot, you need to go home from school.
If you've got Vomsnot, you need to go home from school.
Yeah, that works. I feel like their oeuvre towards the end was nondescript offensive language, like things that you can go, hey, is that bad?
What do you mean? In what sense?
Let's see. Okay. Do you remember?
No.
Violent pornography.
No.
Okay.
No,
so it's imagery
time,
and lyrics that are odd and off-putting and offensive, but not really about anything.
Okay.
It's a violent pornography, the kind of shit you see on TV.
I wouldn't have called that super offensive.
It's not offensive. It's just odd and off-putting,
right.
I think, a lot of it. Remember, did you ever hear, banana, banana, banana,
yes.
Terracotta?
Yeah,
it's just nonsense.
Terracotta, banana, terracotta pie.
And then what about, my shit stinks much bigger than yours. My shit stinks down to the core.
For me, they were the realm of kids that said they liked them, but probably secretly didn't. But they just kind of wanted to be cool. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh yeah, I like System. I can get way into their weird shit, man. I get into those deep cuts because I'm hit. I swear.
I don't like this sound.
And then it's like, hey, put it on. Let's take a listen. Yeah, good shit, man.
It is like a laundry list, a grocery list. I'm going to go to the store. I need pineapple, kiwi, pineapple, kiwi, pineapple, ham. Pineapple, kiwi, pineapple, kiwi, ham.
Serge, notepads on phones haven't been invented yet. I need you to remember everything at the store.
Okay, off I go to the store. Banana, terracotta, banana, pineapple, terracotta, banana.
That's three things, Serge, that you've got to remember. Do you think you can do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gary?
Yeah, that's it. Gary, are you here? Nope. Gary. Jump the gun there, buddy. 1, 2, 3, Gary. There you go.
Okay, got it.
I have to go to the store. I didn't gotta do some chores. I have to vacuum my house. Put down traps for a little mouse.
Do you remember everything you have to get at the store?
I think so.
Well, we need some terracotta pie. Can you get more?
I need to pick up fruit and beans. I need to get all kinds of things. I need to get some ham and cheese. I need to get milk if you please.
Can you remember all that?
Get some fruit.
Can you remember all that?
I need to get some cheese.
Can you remember all that?
I need to get some fruit. Beans and beans and beans,
beans and beans!
Yeah, that's it. Gary, shut up.
My
Gary?
Bass line was in no way in sync with what you were doing on
nope,
the guitar there.
Not at all.
Okay, can we get it off system?
Yeah, we can. We never did the thing, though. We never did Time of Your Life.
Well, they want, okay, see, no, never like, mind. Never mind.
I feel like it's... I think it's one of their ones that's more like,
another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Another turning point.
Time grabs you by the wrist.
Directs you where to go. So, yeah, let's just
give
do signals again.
Give me a riff.
Time grabs you by the wrist. Directs you where to go.
Okay. That's it. So it's not fast, Gary. It's not fast.
Stuck in the road. He's still going for it, though. Gary's giving it plenty of gusto.
Okay.
Is this going to work? It's definitely not going to work. But.
Is that it?
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a answer, but a lesson learned in time.
This sounds like how I feel, man. It sounds like the flu.
Mush.
So.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the bed grass and still frames in your mind. It's not an answer, but a question.
Whatever.
They die.
Yeah, that's it. That belongs. That's the transition song between a double album from System of a Down.
Oh shit! Gotta get to side two.
When yep, I was whatever, when I was a dumb mad boy, it was the right kind of music. I'm like, yeah, aggression aimed at nothing. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. What? Well, what's the next?
Okay.
Item on
do you
want
to go to another?
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of
another
the
noise
room.
Boy. Anyway, Cameron, I thought that was a good idea. I liked it. I feel like I could accidentally dedicate an entire episode to what if System played other people's songs. So never mind.
Sorry.
Let's see.
Sorry, Cameron. Sorry, buddy.
This is from a longtime listener of our other podcast. Here's an idea. Yamikani Manjarira.
Hey, it's our guy.
He says, hey, I don't know any of the music or bands you guys talk about, so what kind of questions do you want a noob like me to ask?
He's asking us what questions we should ask.
You know, Dave's a moist brain today. And
I'm a fucking soap-headed sponge brain. So it's not going so well.
Soap-head sponge brain.
Well, why don't you ask me something? Very interesting, Joel. Go
okay, I have. Well, here's a question.
What then do you need to know today that I can possibly answer?
Well, so like I said about System of a Down, that was my mad boy music that I can now look back and go, it's kind of silly.
Okay,
but at the time, it made me feel correct.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Like When you say mad boy music,
not
what,
even
what
mad,
do you mean by
just
that
in
exactly?
Stuff that you look back and go, oh man, that was maybe for kids, but it worked at the time.
Yeah, I probably had this slight metalcore phase, and it was because I really got into a band called Thrice. They're still cool, but I haven't really followed them anymore.
I feel like I don't know them at
that's
all.
That's fine. We're probably not going to do an impression of them.
Okay.
But they're one of those bands that I kind of caught the third album of, and that was like in 2003. And then they went off in a direction that I didn't really appreciate. And
which was
fine.
What?
More soundscapey and less riffy.
So kind of like...
But I caught them at the perfect time where they were doing drop C, like big old thick riffing.
Give me an impression of what you think Thrice sounds like, and maybe I'll know.
Okay.
Give me.
Let's see what we got.
Give me
here.
A thricey sound.
So that's okay. Every riff ever.
Wow.
This sounds like ass.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
I can't play today either. Okay. Halftime.
Okay.
That's an actual riff of theirs from a song called Under a Killing Moon, which is actually a great song.
What
if
are
you're
their
listening,
vocals
go and
sound
check
like?
It out. It's gritty, but they're
is it
singing.
Up here?
It's not. It's not. It's
give
still
it to
melodic.
Me. Do it, Snotty.
Okay.
Shit. I'm putting mean? You on the snot spot.
You really are putting me on the snot spot.
Here.
I can't
you
do
can't
it.
You can't do it?
The guy has an absolutely fantastic voice, and there's no way I can absolutely
so he doesn't
it right
sound
now.
Like...
But, look, I had a whole point. That is a great riff in a song called Paper Tigers. It's
how's
still
it go?
One of my favorite riffs of this
how's
type.
It go?
So it's like...
Okay. And then there's a guy in the back going...
Hey, anyone that listens to Thrice and also listens to this podcast,
uh-huh.
Send Joel an email
oh, please
accurately
don't.
Describing what they sound like.
Mm.
But my point, let me get to my point.
Oh,
my point
I wanted
was,
to add to your challenge, but go ahead.
Oh, please.
My challenge is send me enough descriptive information about Thrice that I could mimic them. Without ever hearing them ever.
You know what? I've got a great idea. They were...
this is my challenge.
Thrice's album after the one that I discovered them, the one that I said, hey, this is maybe not for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's still... There's still an...
falling apart.
There's still an Amazon review floating around from like 2005.
Okay.
That I wrote.
That you wrote?
Yeah.
Hi, this is my favorite band. They're very good boys, and they make good songs.
I think it started off by going, this album should have two different scores, ideally, for longtime fans. I mean,
one from my butt, and the other one from my balls.
So let's see. I'm going to look it up.
Don't look it up.
Why not?
What, are you going to read your Amazon review of Thrice?
Yeah, it's obnoxious as fuck. Do you want to make fun of me?
I kind
of. What?
I mean, sure.
And let me get to my point in the meantime. You were talking about like mad music. That got me into a band called Atreyu, who I thought sounded similar.
Yeah.
Because they were in Drop C and they had a song called Rats Out of the Bed.
Rats
Tonight.
Out called, of the Bed.
No, it was Right Side of the Bed.
Oh.
We can go with Rats Out of the Bed.
I thought you were saying, get the rats out of the bed.
I love the idea of casting the rats out and going, no.
I mean, St. Patrick's Day just finished. And so,
get the rats out of the bed. That song kind of went. It had a great riff as well. But
Give it to me.
They were one of those bands that ended up, you know, every song would be called like lipstick, mascara in my hair, rub your moist charcoal all over my eyes.
Oh my god. And this is Atreyu now that we're talking about? I got rats in my bed.
Yeah, and they had two
I
singers.
I got cocaine in my head.
One of them sounded like he was fucking gargling silly putty. Yeah, I guess I'm not going to find it, and that's probably
okay.
For the best.
Here, okay, right. So I have two challenges then.
What's that?
I want them to both describe. I'll open this up to any band. If you think I've never heard them, so tell me the name of the band, and if I say I've never heard of them, I will continue. If I've heard of them, I can't continue, okay?
Oh, I love this idea, because then you have to kind of try and figure out what they might sound like based on the description.
So you have to. So here's what you do.
It's
you,
not gonna go
you're going to email... Oh my god, it's both of us now.
Jesus Christ.
You're going to email noiseholepod@gmail.com. You're going to tell me the name of the band,
yep.
A real name of one of their songs,
yep.
what their riffs sound like. I don't care if you compare them to other bands. I don't care if you compare them to like Traffic Noise.
Okay.
And then what their vocalist sounds like.
And you think that you can accurately
I just want to see how close I get.
Okay.
So I also want you to tell me what their songs tend to be about. Are they moody? Are they spooky? Are they sad boy songs?
Okay.
And then I want to do my best approximation.
Well, that sounds great. And I will happily join you in that endeavor. We'll pull the proverbial sword out of the stone and let the audio run free.
I was going to say, I have a drop C tone. It's like...
this is one of those things where I'm going to absolutely kill myself once I'm feeling better. Oh. So the first singer comes in. He's like,
blah, 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 blah. This lipstick on my shirt. Oh my God, a job interview, you bitch. I got someone to impress. What the fuck are you gonna do?
Clean the shit off his shirt tonight, you bitch. You're a fucking stupid whore. But also, I'm the one that really cares about you. Yeah!
Wait, I'm a nice dude!
Hang on. So their two singers were competing for the same girl in every song?
I guess so. It's kind of weird when you have two guys singing about the same girl, isn't it? Where one of them's like,
yeah, I like a pretty face. I like her lovely hair. I really like the way her eyes bulge out of her head. Yeah, well, I like her ass. And I like how her thighs look tasty creamy. Let me eat it up real nice. You're a fucking creep. I just like her face. I want to take her out to get some seafood on a date. I want to eat her asshole. I want to lick her buns. I want to eat the shit out of her ass. I'll make her come. You're fucking gross, man. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey,
it's
man.
Me, the girl.
Oh, hey. What's up, man?
I just wanted to say that I like you both, and I want to go to Red Lobster and get some lobster pasta.
That machine likes me.
Uh-uh.
Why don't you skip Red Lobster? Come back to my house, and I'll eat lobster out of your asshole.
Hey, that doesn't even rhyme, man. Like, what the fuck are you? Also, I'm Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Hey, everybody. Everybody shut up.
Stop.
Guys. Guys.
Zoinks, what is it?
what you're proposing is that we, all of us together, we go to Red Lobster, we get some like crab linguine, we go back to my house, and then you, your friend, and your anthropomorphic crime-solving dog eat it out of my asshole?
Yeah, guys. You guys go that way. Velma and I are going to go this way.
That sounds pretty good.
Wait, you're into this kind
of thing?
I think
I like it.
You okay? She wants her asshole licked. She wants to be done bullshit.
She wants that pasta.
She wants it in her ass and pussy. I just want to buy her flowers, not give her an Eiffel Tower. Maybe take her to Walmart and get her something for $5. Zoinks. What a romantic, Scoob. Scoob, what's your deal with all this, by the way, Scoob?
We're going to run train, Raggy.
Jesus fucking Christ. You're a dog, man.
She's going to get fucked by a dog.
Fucking hell.
It works.
Okay.
I do. Now, listen, that's sort of to my point. I feel like I know these guys now.
What, you know the Scooby-Doo gang?
No. Who are we talking about? Atreyu? Or Thrice, whichever one it was.
Yeah, we just promptly turned them into Scooby-Doo for some reason. Okay. Yeah, Atreyu and Thrice, and then that moved into a band called The Bled, which I'm sure no one remembers. They had an album called Pass the Flask, and I could only listen to about 10 seconds of each song, because there'd be a really cool fucking drum fill, and then it would just delve into like... I'm sure this is horrible to listen to for the noise boys. Anyone driving home right now is okay. Just really a writ.
Now here's a question then. So this was my original question was, is this your music where you look back and go, it was good for the time, but not so much?
I guess so. I was never really a scene kid. You know what I mean? I wasn't really one of those bleeding heart mascara types. I was too old for that shit.
I had a phase in the early 2000s where... all the screamo bands came out, and I went, yeah, sure. Sure,
like,
I'll take that.
Like who?
Hawthorne Heights.
Gah.
They're really awful. They're objectively terrible.
I guess my heart is full of blood. I guess my head is full of mud.
I hope my heart is full of blood, or else I'm dead.
Or else I'm dead.
Yeah, that guy died, actually.
What?
The screamer died.
Oh my god, did he scream himself inside out?
I think so, yeah.
Too soon?
Yeah, he screamed until he inverted.
But hey, then man, let's go on the other inside, thing about, you know?
Them in particular, of all those bands, of the Used and them and whoever else, was he was completely fucking tone deaf. If you ever saw them live, it was horrible.
You got to see Hawthorne Heights live?
Not in person, but on like TV or TV shows or televised concerts. They were the worst.
I'm sorry. Hey,
girl. Why can't I make it on my own?
What are your thoughts on Taking Back Sunday?
I kind of put them
in the same box. You don't know Taking Back Sunday? Oh, my God. I would have thought those guys were one of the bands that you were sort of into.
Who sang the song about burning the whole city down?
I think that's Thursday.
Oh.
It seemed like half of their songs were about fucking burn the city down. The city's alight. We're getting out. You know, like how mid-2000s is that? Every fucking song's about a zombie invasion or something like
kinda.
That.
It's an apocalypse. The city burns tonight. And all I want is a hot dog.
Brought it back to hot dogs.
You did. It? Our classic theme.
But like,
it's an apocalypse. I want to kiss your lips. But they're sewn shut and sewn to my asshole.
I love the idea of like, hey, the world's ending. It's time to make ice.
Yeah, let's get it on, girl.
Okay.
It's like, those riffs are hard for me because I don't internalize them. But there's a particular, like...
Well, just treat it as a breakdown. We can get Gary playing halftime, buddy.
I don't know if he can.
Can you give us a really slow one?
Give me the sound of this beat that you wish Gary could play. Okay. I think Gary can do that.
Gary.
He can do it, Gary! Not bad guy.
How are you doing that while also giving us a thumbs up? Nice one, Gary. Gary's
got
on form today.
One of the sticks is taped to his dick.
So, let's try.
Okay, show me what you want.
No, let's not do that. Okay. I like this.
Hey, baby! The world is ending! It's time for you to put your tongue in my mouth.
What?
Hey, I need to go down to 7-Eleven and get some prepackaged boiled eggs in this apocalypse. And then we'll make out. I said we'll make out.
What?
I said we'll make out after I eat boiled eggs. The city's burning tonight, and I don't want to stand up and fight. I just really want to make out with you and boiled egg breath.
Okay.
City's burning tonight, just want to do it right. Give me those boiled eggs, put them between your legs.
Whatever.
I think we just kind of came out with our own genre there.
What is it?
Boiled egg screamo.
Oh, I thought it was, like survival preparedness through convenience store.
If you core. Hey, yeah, I was about to say, if you add core onto the end of it, it could become anything. Egg core?
It's convenience store core.
It's convenience store core.
So.
Store core.
It's like, No.
Hey, I want a prepackaged sandwich. I want a vitamin drink that's really sugary. Also, I'll take Franny cigarettes and maybe a vape pen. You got any of them?
Hey,
Let me see what I've got. Let me check in the special spot where I keep all that stuff. Sorry if I'm looking gruff. I've been on a late night shift and I've got to take a shit.
Hey, that's no problem, man. But while your back's turned, maybe I'm putting eggs in my pocket while your back's turned. Maybe I'm gonna steal from you, and then I'm gonna make out with my girlfriend.
Hi.
Over by the fruit and vegetables.
Hi.
Oh yeah.
That turned into some sort of grunge song.
I'm not sure what it was.
That was grungy.
I like.
Like, put Chris Cornell's voice over that, and you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm gonna go get the eggs.
Hey. I'm gonna go get the eggs. Oh, that's more Scott Whelan.
This is a filter song now.
Hey, I'm gonna go get the eggs. I'm gonna get some peanut butter and get some jelly. Hey, I'm gonna put it on my legs. Gonna smear the jelly all over my belly and rub the eggs in my hair.
Sure.
Anyway.
That's why I see him in a shirt. Thank you. Gary, thank you.
Man, Gary is on form
today.
What
an impressive ending.
Can we get emails congratulating Gary on his skill?
We've had multiple iTunes reviews congratulating Gary, and I'm saying that is off limits.
As in, we didn't get any sort of praise whatsoever. Just Gary.
We don't praise Gary. He's beyond praise.
You got to keep him hungry for fellow.
Remember, he can only hear us when I press the talk button. So right now he's just smiling like a big fucking fat idiot. Yeah, as you look at him, idiot. Yeah, hi Gary. Hi.
Hi,
good job,
Gary.
Thumbs
Gary,
up, buddy.
Gary, fat drumming style is actually kind of cool. You ever seen? I love fat. I love fat drumming style where these big fucking meat hams come down and just slap all over a snare. I love it. Fat guys when they drum. Barely even move
Tell
their
me
fucking
one.
Mitts, but they just go.
Tell me one big fat ham-fisted drummer.
The guy from Fight Star. You remember those
nope.
guys? No, you don't remember Fight Star? The guy from Atreyu, funnily enough, does the same thing.
Okay.
It's where they just kind of, they barely even move their arms, but there's a big.
I need to get some ham to replace both of my hands. They were eaten by a man.
I'm really sorry.
Are you the guy that ate my hand?
No, I'm not. Don't look inside my mouth. There's nothing there. Certainly not your hands.
And then Chris Cornell comes in.
Hey, he ate my hands. Look at that man. Can I have my hands?
Yeah, that works.
That was pretty good, actually.
So there's a...
That's a step up from... Not bad.
That's a convenience store core supergroup with members of Atreyu and Soundgarden.
What a horrible idea.
And the drummer from Filter.
A fat boy drummer?
No.
Is he a fat boy drummer?
No, I'm just saying that was a Filter riff.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm satisfied with where we took that.
Are
but
you?
I think we're at a cultural cul-de-sac here with
okay.
all of that. So
let's move on.
Somewhere else.
Let's move on.
Who else said nice things to me? I crave validation.
Let me
today.
Scan through
I'm
the emails
so sick.
For Dave validation.
Just search it
Let's
in Google.
See.
I do that every day.
This is kind of interesting.
What you got?
This is from Andrew Stevens. Nice regular name guy. Hey, Dave and Joel, here's a question. What would famous bands sound like if they grew up somewhere else? Like Anthony Kiedis can't stop from telling you about Anchorage or Denver or whatever.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. But let's not go Chili Peppers. We did that already. So who else is known for their spot?
For their spot.
Yeah.
Well, what's a famous New York band, for example?
Well, we already done the Ramones an entire episode about them.
What if the Dropkick Murphys were from Wales? No, I can't do a Welsh accent. To say
yeah,
like,
can't.
I can't do a Welsh accent, boy.
Is that it?
Not really.
That's not it?
No, I'm gonna get angry emails from Welsh people going, you made it sound silly, boy. Okay, I'm chilling back up to East
okay,
standard,
good,
whether you
good.
Like it or not.
Okay.
What if the Dropkick Murphys were uh-huh. from... Is that what you think Ireland sounds like?
Well, they're from Boston, aren't they?
Oh, man. So I used to do this thing where I had a long-distance relationship with a girl from Texas at the time. This was like a decade ago now, man.
She would shout into the Pacific Ocean. Or the Atlantic Ocean, sorry.
Well, like,
hey, Dave! Can you hear me?
And it would travel across the sea by word of mouth. Fish would have to pass it to each other.
Like Finding Nemo.
Yeah, it would reverberate through the Titanic wreck. It would somehow... I'd have to put my ear into the... No, a conch shell.
Into a smokestack.
Into a conch shell. I'd pick it up like a cell phone and be like, hello?
And you would hear, hey, Dave, it's me, Squid. Your girlfriend says hi, and she's horny as fuck.
She's sucking my dick right now, Dave.
Whoa, squids have dicks?
Whoa, squid dicks?
Fuck yeah.
That's what you sounded like.
Spans. Like
2001.
Hey, it's me, Dave. Wow.
Oh, Squidward.
Hey,
Squidward,
girl.
There's a girl sucking your dick, Squidward.
Why don't you come to Ireland?
Hey, girl. We would Skype all the time, you know, obviously. And so I had a door to a balcony in the apartment that I was staying at the time. And so it was right beside where my computer was. So I would do this thing where I would go, hey,
take out your titties.
Check this out. And I would open the door and also turn up the volume on like a Dropkick Murphys song I was playing, or like some Irish traditional, like Fluke. Fluke are a great band. Check them out.
Okay.
And it would be going, and then I would close the door again because it would go silent. I can't say words today. It would go silent and she'd be like, oh, no way. Is that what Ireland sounds like?
But you would turn the volume up.
Yeah.
And so you're like, hey, dumb bitch.
Hey, guess what?
Let me reinforce a stereotype for you.
Yeah, but I waited until I got over here. I went, hey, guess what? That was all a lie. I'm a lie. I fucking hate you.
And she said, oh, yeah, well, every time I opened the door and you saw me fucking a steer, that was real. So deal with that.
I thought it was a hologram.
I thought you had Texas hologram technology.
Texas, famous for its futuristic holograms.
What could a girl in Texas have convinced you was real at this time in your life?
Oh, man.
If she had said, we don't have a lot of cars, we mostly ride horses.
I think, yeah, something like that. Or like, you know, everyone goes to school on a horse. Rob came over to visit. Rob Demblicker, our friend, you know, that guy. Came over to visit Ireland, and we went to a nightclub, and people asked him that kind of shit all night. We're like, do you get on a horse?
Oh,
To go to college?
Do you ride a cow? Do you have a cow for a friend?
I figure, look, if you're going to lie to someone about something that they know absolutely nothing about, like a place, you can't go wrong with making up an animal. So, like, what if I said, hey, there's a 5-foot-tall bird called a kewak, and don't peck your head off. Yeah, it's like a giant fucking ostrich, but it's bright green. And if you ever hear, in the dead of night, fucking run, seriously. But apart from that, there's not much going on here. And I'm like, yeah. You got to mix it in with a bunch of normal stuff. So, yeah, we eat scrambled eggs. I put syrup on the pancakes. Yeah, okay, that sounds normal. Also, there's a giant green bird called a Kerouac.
Yeah,
named after Jack Kerouac.
They'll eat your head. And that's actually the mayor of my town died. Kerouac ate his head.
I like how you bought into this. I'm like, yeah, Kerouac, obviously. Anyway, that's the kind of lie I would tell. Hey, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I don't think we did justice to this question. For whatever reason, it keeps coming back to Ireland for me, but like I'm thinking, like, what if you two were...
Well, they don't really sing about being from Dublin, do they?
They don't.
We're the lovely Dublin boys, and we're going
to sing
all our
songs.
Well,
they do Sunday Bloody Sunday.
They literally sing a song about a tree that's absolutely nowhere near Ireland.
That's true.
Well, the album's... named after
Tuesday, you know. Fucking Tuesday.
It's fucking Tuesday.
Hey.
that's more cranberries.
Okay.
Cranberries.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh my god.
Ding 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 ding.
Gary.
Come on, Gary.
Gary, nope. Don't do that, Gary.
Hey Gary. You're doing good, pal. You're doing all right.
What an idiot.
He is a flagrant fool.
Gary! You fucker, shut up!
Okay.
Jesus Christ. It's gonna be like,
There you go. Okay, the Cranberries singing about Waxahachie, Texas.
There's nothing to sing about!
It's an interesting question because I cannot actually think of Let's do Iceland. What about Iceland?
There you go.
Okay.
Do you want to know this? Let's see.
Oh, yeah? No way.
So it's a Bjork song, then.
Go on,
here
then.
We go.
Another fairy is in my house. I need to catch it. I wrote on the back of a mouse to try and catch the fairy. It's a fairy, a fairy. Ride its back, ride its back, ride its back, back, back. It's a fairy, it's a fairy. Another fairy came in my house and it served me tea. So I gave it all of my toes and she took them and made some cheese.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Get
I believe
down
it.
On your knees.
Get down on your knees. Wait, does it get sinister at the end?
Okay. Have we answered enough questions today?
I think that was close.
Okay.
I'm going to say, do you want to look at one more?
That's going to be trim and tidy.
Do you want to
yeah, throw one more.
More. Okay.
Throw one more up there.
Because that wasn't bad.
I'm sweating like a fucking...
Jesus.
I'm sweating like death in a fucking sauna, man.
You were wearing
like
a leather jacket in a hot room. So I'm just going to say do the math, but like...
What kind of math is that?
I don't know.
The temperature math?
Yeah, do the temperature math, man. Okay. And you're wearing a hat.
100 degrees plus 50 degrees. I should be fucking evaporating.
Yeah, you should be dead. This is not bad. This is from Hollis Barkhouse.
I love that.
Another name I remember. Good name having.
He sounds like he should be a brand of like cargo pants.
He does, doesn't he? He sounds like you should buy him at the store Buckle.
Buckle? What's Buckle?
Buckle's a store in the mall that would carry Hollis Barkhouse cargo pants. They'd be too expensive. They'd be like $68.
What do you call
pair.
The store with the actual shack at the front?
That is Hollister.
Hollister, yeah. That's where you'd find him.
Okay. This is from Hollis Barkhouse. Just imagine a world where after Kurt died, Courtney Love took over as the lead for Nirvana. Tell me that doesn't give you shivers. It is a bit horrifying.
Are we going to...
Let's see.
We're going to try and do Courtney Love.
Do you remember? Did you ever see their holes unplugged?
Gross.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No
so,
thanks.
So Nirvana does Unplugged, and it's, you know, landmark event in music history. They've reinvented their sound. They've reinvigorated their fans. They famously play only about half their own songs.
Sure.
You know, and that's supposed to be a time where you showcase your songs, and they're like, nah.
Dave Grohl plays the drums with some straws, if
he plays
I remember.
Tiny drums.
Tiny little drums with tiny little straws.
It was like the third kit that they found for him, and every time he would play it, they were too loud.
Right.
And so they finally found him a little tiny kit and some little tiny brushes. And if you watch him on that video, he's very gentle with them. Like, he's afraid of being too loud.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you see him in the video for Smells Like Teen Spirit. He's fucking thrashing, man. He's fucking going for it.
His story is that he learned to play drums by banging pillows on his bed.
Why would you choose the thing that absorbs sound rather than creates it?
Well, that was the problem, is that he couldn't hear it unless he hit really, really hard.
Newstead had the same problem where he didn't have an amp for his bass.
I thought you were going to say he didn't have a bass, and so he had a carrot.
So he
carrot.
Had to slap a pillow.
He'd slap
really
a pillow.
Bing, 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 bing. You get that sign out of a pillow, like, congrats, man. You should have. But he didn't have an amplifier, so he would just play with his pick really loud, and that's probably why he has severe scoliosis in his back these days.
Do you know one thing I used to do when I had an electric guitar, but my amp wasn't loud enough, or I couldn't play it at night?
What's that?
I want to know if other people have done this. Did you ever bite the horn of your guitar so that you could hear it through your skull?
What?
It works.
What you talking about?
Do it right now.
Bite.
Do it at this exact. Yeah, do it right now.
What am I? Put your ridiculous.
Teeth. Do it. Put your teeth on the horn of your guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then play.
Okay.
Yeah. Now play.
What am I? What? What's my?
Just strum
what's
a chord.
My outcome.
Just strum a chord.
Ah!
You hear it in your head.
Hang on, I'm going to take the headphones.
Well, you also have to turn the volume down.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's a revelation.
Why would you even think about that?
I don't know why that came to me.
Why would you be like, okay, do other people do that?
I don't know. I was like 12, and I would think, it's too late to play my guitar.
So
I'll bite the horn, and I can hear myself.
It does sound like a turn of phrase, where it's like, bite the
go
horn,
go bite
Joel.
The horn.
Bite the horn. Okay, I will.
I'll bite the fucking horn.
Joel, get to bed. It's past supper. It's time to go climb in your chair.
Oh, my Irish
mom.
Go
to sleep.
My Irish mom in Southeast Texas, why are you up?
Little does that bitch know that I can just put the guitar in my mouth.
I can just shove it up my butt and I'll hear everything. You can't stop me, old bitch.
It's like when you would sneak, you know, you would sneak your Walkman into the bed and listen to Greatest Hits, One by Queen or whatever.
Anyway, my point is that after this landmark performance and then Kurt Cobain's death, Hole does Unplugged.
They had to be giggling
it's
the entire time.
It's a fucking train wreck. It's awful.
Well, I can't even think of a whole song apart from Celebrity Skin.
Well, you don't know, like a... I do not need this Come As You Are sound.
I am... Doll Parts.
Oh, yeah, Doll Parts.
Doll Farts.
Egg Doll legs. Sharks.
Doll Sharks. Egg Legs.
Fat Knees.
Big Veins. Fart Face.
Yeah, they're awful. Anyway, their Unplugged was horrible.
There's a trash heap. Let's go fucking it.
So, that's not a bad Hole song. Okay. So it'll probably be an A minor.
There is what? A trash.
There is a trash.
One trash.
Their thing was like edifying and glorifying like heroin gutter shit.
There's
culture.
There's different ways to do that. Tom Waits brought a glamour to squalor, right? Where he really did. He romanticized it. He made it sound standing on the street corners of like Vine and 60.
Standing on the corner.
And the hookers are lonely. But I'm looking for some eggs. So I invite one out and get a lick of her legs. Is that your Tom Waits?
I don't know any Tom Waits riffs.
So 70s Tom Waits kind of sounds like an old man with a big old gland hanging out of his pants. But with each successive album, he slowly turns into a guy who sounds like he should be down by the pier. Oh, and it's so sad. He's one of my favorite artists, but I haven't listened to him in a long time. I had a whole fucking concentrated period of him.
Okay.
Where, you know, for about 4 solid years, it was like, oh, it's nothing. It's all I listened to. His entire discography. I think it's one of those artists where you've killed it, man. You can't go back because you already know every fucking note. You know every part. It's like watching a TV show you really love. Sometimes you just can't go back to it.
You think you're done? You're soured on Tom Waits because of your total familiarity?
I wouldn't say I'm soured.
Give it a few years.
I mean, it's all good. It's all good memories, you know?
Give it a few years. So, to answer that question... I feel like you have to get to the essence of Hole, which was, you know, like
I have been scraped out of a sewer grate. They found me in the trash in the bin. Yeah, I'm fucking trash hole. I'm fucking trash hole. I'm fucking trash hole.
I'm Trash Hole.
I'm Trash Hole. Yeah.
I am Trash Hole. Ich bin Trash Hole.
Ich bin ein Trash Hole.
Let's hear Trash Hole around the world. Just be Trash Hole. Ich bin a Trash Hole.
Me amo Trash Hole.
Is me a Trash Hole.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bob Geldof, see, you can wrap this up. Bob Geldof should have had everyone show up for the big charity single, and it should have been that song, sung by
<I'm>
everyone.
Trash Hole! Okay, hang on. Gary, are you with me? Gary,
this isn't going to work.
That's not it.
Well, let's try it.
It's going to be like it's just going to be like a slow ballad, Gary. So give me like let's see.
It's Christmas time. I'm feeling like a trash hole.
Yeah, it's going to be like
I am a fucking trash hole. I am trash hole. I'm trash. I'm a trash hole, baby.
Who's that?
It's Bono.
Oh, okay.
I am a fucking Tom Waits trash hole. Ooh, yeah. And I'm another Tom, and I'm a trash hole.
I am trash too.
I know you
trash
are, Mark.
Too.
When it's me, Billy Joe, who sounds more like Jello Biafra. Let's go with that instead, peoples. The whole world is a trash hole. So, stick it up your
asshole.
The whole world is a trash hole. So, stick it up your fucking asshole.
Trash hole, so stick it up your fucking asshole.
Who's that?
I don't know.
That sounded
the
like a.
The world's a fucking trash hole, so stick it up your fucking asshole.
And then the last two, the most important characters walk out. Come on, Yogi, we gotta get on stage, bro.
Okay, boo boo.
We're gonna end this song.
All right, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, let's do a beautiful duet.
Here we go.
The world's a fucking trash hole, so stick it up your fucking asshole. The world's a fucking trash hole,
so like stick it up your asshole, man.
Jesus Christ,
none of this deserves to exist, but it does. And people send us emails about how much they like it, so. It's like, say if there was bandwidth for noise, I feel like we'd be taking it up unnecessarily. Like, there's only so much noise that can go on in the world.
You think so?
And we're just blocking it.
Or there's only so much nonsense.
We're just bottlenecking the whole thing.
There's only so much unnecessary nonsense. I like the idea that, and this will be the last thing we say here today, and then we're all dead. I like the idea that there is a big celebrity get-together that features Bono and Yogi Bear and all the big celebrities.
I love that it's not just celebrities, but it's everyone you've
cartoons.
Ever seen on TV, fictional or
Mr.
real.
T's there.
Yeah. Darth Vader's there.
Yeah.
Vader's there.
And
the world's a fucking asshole.
But it's to raise awareness for how the world's a trash hole, so shove it up your asshole.
I don't think it's the message that we're looking for when they were saying, hey, Africa's fucked up right now, so stick it up your asshole.
Is this the first song they submitted to Live Aid? And they're like, guys, we maybe could do a little better. I don't know, because then you've got like the boss.
The world's your freaking trash hole, so stick it up your freaking asshole. Come on, get on the back of my motorcycle. I got a helmet that you can put on. Cause the world's a fucking trash hole. And we're gonna ride to Saigon.
Whoa, really? Alright. What about,
before we go to Saigon, we got to stop at 7-Eleven. Got to get that triangle sandwich and some pre-boiled hard-boiled eggs. Yeah, baby, I know. Ooh. The
trash hole. So stick it up, you fucking asshole.
I'm being Clarence Clemens. His giant fucking saxophonist.
I think he's dead.
He did die a few, like about 5 years ago.
On that note,
let's end this podcast.
Thanks, Noise Boys, for listening, for sending your questions, for giving us those 5-star reviews.
Seriously. And I
on
think,
iTunes.
I think after today's performance, we definitely deserve
a 3-star review on iTunes. All the reviews should be based on our illness level, and so you should get like a 2.5.
What do you mean? My illness level is pretty high right
no,
now.
No, I mean it goes down.
I don't get it.
Again, you're sick,
okay,
so you wouldn't.
I get it. Okay, yeah. I got you. No, I'm following you now.
You got
just
mush
remember
brains.
I'm way over there somewhere.
Yeah, you got
but
mush brains.
I got lag.
Please send Dave get well wishes at our Twitter at NoiseholePod. Please also go to our Instagram at NoiseholePod. We've been posting funny little riffages.
Little clips and bits.
Little clipply blips.
Backs and forwards bits. And little nibbly boys.
And
you can devour. Snacks. Audio and visual snacks is what I would call them.
All right. Snack tracks.
Mm. Like kibble.
Give me a snack track, Yogi.
Give me a proverbial.
All right.
Give me a proverbial chip.
Listen, for the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel and Gary, whatever. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
If you got to this one and went, oh. just Dave will probably be well eventually.
Eventually. I feel like I haven't been well for at least all of these podcasts.
You think so? I don't know. 3 and 4 are pretty good.
The illness is catching up on me, man.
All right, bye.
Maybe we've got one more podcast.
Nope.
On us, so.
Nope. Bye.
Okay, bye.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to noiseholepod@gmail.com and visit us at noisehole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.